Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, and we pray that you will nourish us today with the food in your word, the spiritual food, and help us to grow to be more like you every day in every way. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Romans 12, verse 19 to 21, NCV. My friends, do not try to punish others when they wrong you, but wait for God to punish them with his anger. It is written, I will punish those who do wrong. I will repay them, says the Lord. But you should do this. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. Doing this will be like pouring burning coals on his head. Do not let evil defeat you, but defeat evil by doing good. This sentiment is also reflected in Colossians 3 verse 13. Bear with each other and forgive each other. If someone does wrong to you, forgive that person because the Lord forgave you. And this idea also comes from the Old Covenant, Leviticus 19 verse 18. Forget about the wrong things people do to you and do not try to get even. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I am the Lord. And so you can see that love is not a new thing. It's been there all along. It's just that the law of the Old Covenant has been replaced by the law of love, the law of the Spirit and life in Christ Jesus, which sets us free from the law of sin and death. Jesus himself echoed these sentiments when he taught us the disciples' prayer, which many call the Lord's Prayer, but it's actually the prayer that the disciples asked him for. It's in Matthew 6, verse 12 to 15. Forgive us for our sins, just as we have forgiven those who sinned against us. And do not cause us to be tempted, but save us from the evil one. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever. Amen. Yes, if you forgive others their sins, your Father in heaven will also forgive you for your sins. But if you don't forgive others, your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins. All sin has consequences, and that is very clearly depicted in 1 Samuel 15, verse 25 and 26. It's King Saul speaking. Now I beg you, forgive my sin. Come back with me so I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to Saul, I won't go back with you. You rejected the Lord's command, and now he rejects you as king of Israel. That was when King Saul disobeyed instructions from Samuel, which ultimately came from God, to wait for Samuel to offer the sacrifice, and he offered the sacrifice himself, which he was not entitled to do. And his disobedience ultimately resulted in him losing the kingdom to David, who God says is a man after his own heart. Now, anger is not the problem. Jesus got angry, but we're going to see that just now. But in Ephesians 4 verse 26, it says, when you are angry, do not sin, and be sure to stop being angry before the end of the day. In other words, do not stay angry. Do not dwell on the hurt or the wrong that you've suffered or that's happened. Jesus got angry one day. It's in Mark 11, verse 15 to 17. When Jesus returned to Jerusalem, he went into the temple and began to throw out those who were buying and selling there. He turned over the tables of those who were exchanging different kinds of money, and he upset the benches of those who were selling doves. Jesus refused to allow anyone to carry goods through the temple courts. Then he taught the people, saying, It is written in the scriptures, My temple will be called a house for prayer for people from all nations. But you are changing God's house into a hideout for robbers. And this was not just a burst of anger. Go back a few verses to Mark 11, verse 11. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. After he had looked at everything, since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12 apostles. So he didn't just lose his temper. It was a planned discipline action. He was angry, yes, but he needed to let the people know that God's temple was for worshipping and not for doing business. So today's reading is all about not getting revenge, not taking revenge, and not getting other people back for what they do to you. And remember that sometimes a wrong is perceived and not real. You might think somebody has slighted you, meanwhile they didn't even mean it like that, and they didn't know they did anything wrong. So Being hurt or being angry should not lead to bitterness and resentment, because that's when it affects your health. That's when the chemicals in the brain are actually detrimental to your mood and everything else. So it is all tied in with forgiveness. When you are doing good to those who have been nasty to you, and when you are not repaying evil with evil, but overcoming evil with good, that requires forgiveness. Because if you're still angry with the person, or you're still hateful towards the person, you're hardly going to bless them or do good to them. So forgiveness is totally 100% necessary. In the disciples' prayer, it says there, forgive us as we forgive others. So Jesus also did explain that if you don't forgive others, your Father in heaven will not forgive you. So unforgiveness is basically a heaven and hell option. You either choose to forgive and you can go to heaven if you're born again, or you choose not to forgive and you will end up in hell. It is that serious. So I encourage you to leave everything in God's hands. He knows the reason why people do what they do. Somebody might have been just thoughtless or whatever and not meant to hurt you. But whatever the case may be, maybe they hurt you on purpose. It's not their motivation that's the issue. What's the issue is your choice to forgive and to bless and to pray for them and to go on. Remember, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to fall down dead. It doesn't happen that way. The poison affects you. It is detrimental to your health. So unforgiveness affects you. It is detrimental to your health. So please, my friends, forgive and leave the punishment to God. Leave the revenge to God, because He is a just God. He is a loving God. And guess what? If that person does turn to Christ and become a follower of Christ, Jesus Christ suffered and died to pay for whatever they did to you. So the crime will not go unpunished, whatever it was. And if they turn to Christ, then Christ Himself pays for that, whatever was done wrong. So I can't imagine wishing ill on Jesus. So don't wish it on anyone that's harmed you, because, yeah, if they turn to Christ, then that will land up on Jesus. So forgive and love and shine your light.